GM bankrupt. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. General Motors is officially bankrupt, and the most shocking thing about it is that nobody is shocked. A company whose stock once hit $90 now sells for less than a dollar a share. But is it bad news or good news? Obviously, if you're losing your job or your investment, it's bad news. But if you're an owner of a GM car, nothing much changes. The government is going to back your warranty. And compared to spreading democracy, backing your warranty should be a piece of cake. If you're a taxpayer, spending another $30 billion on this company certainly sounds bad, but it's not really your money. It's all borrowed. And if you're thinking of buying a car, this is Christmas. Buying incentives are supposed to hit an average of $6,500 a vehicle. Now, I think the biggest losers are the believers in capitalism and socialism, the people who think that one or the other is the answer. The socialists have to admit that one of the reasons GM collapsed was that the union contracts were too generous, which the unions have basically admitted by agreeing not to strike for 6 years. And the capitalists have to admit that, once again, a private company has broken its promises to unions, to bondholders, to shareholders, to dealers. Reality always has the final say, doesn't it? And as of today, this is the reality. We, as taxpayers, own a car company which we, through the Congress, have ordered to build the smaller, high-mileage cars which we, as consumers, have typically hated. I sure hope this works. If not, as an owner, I'll have to fire myself for not letting me build the kind of car I'm willing to buy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.